This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. It's a little unusual to hear Christmas caroling underground in a nearly million-year-old cave, but that's what hundreds of people did in the beginning of the month in southwestern Wisconsin.
The staff at Cave of the Mounds, 30 miles west of Madison, have brought a cappella groups, choirs, and orchestral quartets to the limestone cave for over a decade to kick off the Christmas season. WUWM's Mayon Silver takes us there for this year's celebration.
After gently descending into the Cave of the Mounds, it's a short stroll to the North Cavern, the cave's largest room, for caroling in the cave. People are seated next to the brown, wavy, limestone walls of the cave, and the space is lit up by Christmas lights and candles. It's a pleasant 50 degrees. And tonight, a group called Green Tone is performing, a Madison-based all-women's a cappella ensemble. Laura Krushke is the founder and director, and the group's vocal percussionist. Here's how she describes singing in the cave with the magical surroundings.
It's kind of a major feeling of exhilaration. I think that's probably the easiest way I can describe it. It feels sometimes when everything locks into exactly the right place, it feels like my feet don't touch the ground. It's pretty magical.
For 12 years, the cave staff have brought in carolers at this time of year, who donate the proceeds to a charity of their choice. Greentone has chosen Gilda's Club of Madison, and it's personal. One of the Greentone singers is a cancer survivor. Krushke says they find singing Christmas music in the cave particularly special.
It's a landmark event for us. If we have nothing else to sing for, we begin singing our holiday music in June or July to start feeling like we're ready by December.
But it's not just the music that's magical. It's also the setting. Kim Anderson, cave operations manager, shows us through some of the nearby man-made tunnels that protect the formations of the cave. She points out formations like stalactites that hang from the top down and stalagmites that generally grow from the bottom up. Under the formations is a glimpse into what was around even before the cave itself.
You can really see the layers of limestone, and that's the foundation of Wisconsin. You know, that rock started forming 400 to 500 million years ago from ancient sea sediments.
The cave is also pretty damp and watery. Kim says that also has to do with the limestone.
There's fossils in it, there's little vugs and holes in it, and that's what the water travels through.
The dripping adds to the cave soundtrack and also splashes people on occasion or their cell phones as they reach out to take pictures. And in this dark, wet, and enclosed environment with the limestone, the stalactites, and the drips, the weird fact is people want to sing. People on cave tours have been doing it for years.
Maybe it's a family that sings at their church, or maybe it's a gospel choir group, or maybe it's an Amish family came one time and they wanted to sing. We had some Mormons come and want to sing. And when they were really kind of belting it out, we were like, wow, that is amazing. The sound and, you know, the different areas of the cave sound really, really great.
What do you think is about this cave that compels people to sing in it?
I think the reverberation and the reflection of sound and how sound resonates throughout the passageways, and also how it can change from room to room based on how high the ceilings are, how low the ceilings are, how wide the passageway is, and that sort of thing.
Because the cave is a balmy 50 degrees year-round, caroling in the cave became a way to let people know they can come to the tourist attraction even in the Wisconsin winters. Mariah Sandmeyer is from Rio, about an hour and a half north of Madison. She says the group's version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah was her favorite.
My heart just warmed hearing it, and it just made me smile. It was amazing. Christmas for me has always been a very special time, but this is just a really good way to kick it off, in my opinion.
Katie Stoidel, a friend of a friend who's in Greentone,
sums up the intersection of this Christmas tradition with the natural world.
It almost feels like you're breaking the rules a little bit. You know, normally you just get to tour it and to be able to sit there and get dripped on just enough to complain a little bit. But, you know, it's not bad at all. Yeah, it's just really unique. When else are you going to see a concert in a cave?
Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You can see pictures and read more information about the caroling at the cave at WUWM.com.